growth is coming in the grocery store from better for you, whereas conventional is relatively static. But cognition is the fastest growing, brain is the fastest growing element of better for you.
I'm your host, Dave Knox, and this is Predicting the Turn, a show that helps business leaders meet their industry's inevitable disruption head on.
Welcome to another episode of Predicting the Turn. Today, we sit down with Mark Brooks, who is the CEO and co-founder of Brainiac Foods. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave.
I want to start off with learning a little bit more about your journey. What inspired you and your co-founder, Jonathan Wolfson, to create Brainiac? And why did you want to focus on brain nutrition?
Yeah, the credit goes to Jonathan. So Jonathan and I have worked together for many years. He'd started a company that was all about getting oil from algae and then using that in different places. I joined him to help establish it as a new to the world source of food. That company took its trajectory, and Jonathan had left, having taken it public. And they, as a family, they were having their third child. And when he was born, he ended up being diagnosed with something called failure to thrive. And failure to thrive is when, despite feeding, where we're supposed to be gaining weight and growing these first formative days and weeks, he was actually losing weight. And of course, that's nothing from a parent's perspective that's terrifying. And so Jonathan, being incredibly studious and science-based, got into what's happening and realized that the role of nutrition when it comes to development, there's the development of body, but also development of brain. Now, he had a key in because his dad is a neurologist. His brother-in-law is a neurologist. And so he went straight to thinking about how do we help little Booker make sure that he's getting the development nutrition that he needs at a time that he's losing weight. And that sent him on this entrepreneurial journey where the light went off. And he then formed in his mind, did the research. He and I were already thinking about things like omega-3 DHA in the previous business, because you can get those from algae. And so he got in touch with folks that had done the research that are now sitting on our science and nutrition advisory board to say, hey, I'm in this situation as a family. What should I be focused on? And they said, look, first of all, he's going to be okay. You can go and get good quality formula and he's going to be just fine. This is something that you'll push through. But as you're asking me, do you understand the role of nutrition when it comes to your older kids? How are they doing relative to eating things like salmon and trout and broccoli and liver? And of course, that's where it all falls down. And when you look at the science, when you look at the data from places like the Institute of Health, the data shows that none of us get enough of these critical nutrients. These nutrients are what our brains are made of, or structured and connected by. And we need nutrition from food to help them be not only develop, but stay healthy and stay at the peak of performance through our careers. And so that's what led us to the journey. And then Jonathan phoned me and invited me in. We got to work.
So what about your own experience as a dad? That was Jonathan's kind of background. How'd your own experience kind of shape what the brand's mission was going to be?
Yeah. So Jonathan has three kids. I have three kids. And my journey, it's something that's always been important to me. First of all, important to both of us is that it's founded on science and facts, and we're gonna do something that works. My journey in my family, you always try and create an environment where your kids can move forward and up and things can be better. And that was certainly true from my grandfather, my parents, creating an environment where things weren't always easy. They had to work pretty hard to put food on the table, and then things got better and better as they strived. And that sort of work ethic has been important. But that idea of food security, accessibility of food for all, has been something that throughout my professional career and personal, knowing people that have had food insecurity where they may have to choose between medicine or food, or being involved with Big Brother, Big Sister, where you meet families where food is not certain, has been something that really, it strikes to the core of setting this company up as a certified B Corp, moreover, constituting it as a public benefit corp, and then making sure that we put in enough critical nutrients that you don't get regularly into foods that families can afford in places that they shop. And this can be something that can be integrated in as many families as possible across the US. It shouldn't be that it's a treat for the affluent, right? It should be something that we aspire to make ubiquitous for all families.
I want to double click on part you mentioned there. You said founded on science. We're coming off a decade where it's been a golden era for new CPG brands. But a lot of those are being founded on ingredients that are the it ingredient of the moment. Mm. Not necessarily based on science, but based on society and talking, et cetera. How have you really thought about how you celebrate an ingredient, but tie it back to that science and everything that has gone into it?
So I've enjoyed a kind of a zigzag career, a non-linear path. On that journey, it's taken me, the commonality has become introducing new ingredients to consumers and explaining why it matters or what that key point of difference is. So I spent a lot of time in the sort of founding realm of stevia, bringing that to market in the US and in Europe. Why did that matter? For a lot of people, it made a real difference in their lives. If their kids were diabetic and couldn't enjoy a birthday cake, but now you could bake with it, it brought joy. And with algae, the same thing. The idea that you could have a new world source of food at a time of climate change that had a very low climate impact. So that's been a commonality. But in each case, you want to be able to wake up in the morning and know that you're doing something. You get to a point in your career, particularly when you've had kids and you've got three kids, you make sure you're doing it in the right way. And so if I'm going to launch a brand called Brainiac with an implicit promise to parents, then it has to start with science and it has to end with efficacy of the benefit of those ingredients. And so I need to, yeah, that's guided us. So as we show up, I hope that, and I know this because my kids are brutal in feedback, you've got to make sure that it tastes amazing, that they're enjoying the best snack, whatever that might be, that they can. But from the parent who decides to choose us versus a mainstream, they need to be able to look at this product and know what's in there, know why it's in there. And then the last thing I would say is the reason that we have quite a large and illustrious science and nutrition advisory board is that they are the neurologists, the nutritionists, the dietitians, and the practitioners who are telling us these are the nutrients that people don't get enough of. And they make sure that we put it into foods that are where the macro ingredients are good, put good stuff into foods that are made well. And they taught us an important lesson early, which is food is not nutritious if the kids don't eat it. So don't try and be everything. Don't try and be zero calorie or no sugar, but be no sugar added. Make sure kids want to eat the products because that's how they're going to get these omega-3s. And then make sure you're putting enough omega-3s in that it's not a marketing claim.
With that in mind, let's talk about the products. What has that advisory board and then your brutal judges that are your kids, what kind of products have they led you guys to launch?
Yeah, so when thinking about how to try and make these nutrients that we need in our diets every day to get them into the diet every day frames what you need. And what we've developed is a toolbox of products that parents can offer to their kids on a daily basis. So it started with Lunchbox. If you think about Lunchbox, most days during the week, there's the opportunity to include products there. And then at the weekend by the sports field or whatever. So we do a range of apple, regular applesauce, fruit and veggies, and then we've put in things like oats as well. You can enjoy those in the Lunchbox. They're shelf stable. We also more recently have done a range of fruit juices and also fruit snacks. And so you've got three different things that can appear in the Lunchbox. You can go to Target or Walmart, find those and integrate them easily. A couple of years ago, we launched Little Brainiac. We listen to consumers. The need starts as you're coming off of breastfeeding or infant formula, making those first food choices. That's exactly where the curve of not getting enough omega-3 DHA or choline starts. We've launched a range called Little Brainiac, fruit and veggie pouches, fruit and oat pouches, and some other products coming soon that you can find in the baby aisle. And so it hangs itself together underneath the baby aisle and the lunchbox category. And the commonality is it's tools in the toolbox because those, my three kids, 1 week is strawberry banana and that's the most awesome thing. And then the next week I'll offer it and they'll be, what are you thinking? I hate that one. And then they'll take a different flavor. So the fickleness of taste and flavor, we need to be able to offer that choice.
So when you look at the choices from an R&D standpoint, you've got industries that have just exploded over recent years, things like protein. Where do you think the cognitive category is going next?
Yeah, so when Jonathan and I first talked about this, probably back in 2017, 2018, the idea of food as being nutrition for the brain was not a concept, right? We were quickly convinced that it would be the next big thing, and that's why we dedicated time towards it. And what we've seen happen is we've seen that thesis of, if you look at previous kind of megatrends, if you start back in the 50s and you take something like We Got Milk and the idea that calcium, your bones are made of calcium. And so that kind of launched. And then food products were built around that, right? Fortified cereals or even in the milk space. And then if you roll forward to protein, you said in the 90s, it became all about protein, whatever that source of protein is. But we need more protein. And then products, clearly, it's still a soaring category in many different aisles. But in the same way that you take protein for muscles and calcium for bones, this idea that there's nutrition for the brain, when you really think about it, it makes total sense that our brain is made of these nutrients and our bodies get those nutrients from the foods we eat. And when you make that connection, it becomes very clear. It's not to say there isn't a job of communication, but as soon as you do start to kind of light on it, then, of course, you roll forward. And I think that the conversation around even just things like mental health, brain fog, cognition, brain performance, things like ADHD and just how we learn, that's a conversation that we all have openly now, that there's an awful lot written about, shared about, and the stigma has gone away. And I think through the pandemic, a lot of that sort of discussion changed. And what we've seen since we launched our first full year of products was 2020, we've seen that Google searches for cognitive be the number one thing that new parents are searching for. And it used to be other factors like speech, mobility, dexterity, and now it's cognition and nutrition. And so we feel proud to be part of that journey, to be one of the first that have been out there trying to foster that conversation. But without a doubt, for products in the better for you space, when you look at the data, growth is coming in the grocery store from better for you, whereas conventional is relatively static. But cognition is the fastest growing element of better for you. And I think that movement and that momentum is here.
Talent is a big part of predicting the turn. And as we talk about talent, I wanted to mention one of our sponsors, Hunt Club. Imagine the power of the best marketers in the world helping you to find your next marketing leader. That's the power of Hunt Club. Hunt Club is a new category of talent company that powers the network of experts, connectors, and business leaders to help you find the best talent. Let's face it, recruiting hasn't changed with the times. Hunt Club is changing the recruiting game by leveraging technology and crowdsourced referrals to find you the best people possible for your company. Stop paying job boards that don't work or recruiting firms that recycle the same active candidates. Partner with Hunt Club.
When a new brand launches, you have a lot of choices these days of traditional retail, e-commerce, Amazon, etc. How have you thought about your retail strategy, especially knowing that you're trying to educate on this, why brain health matters and what that category looks like?
Yeah, there's a couple of things, right? One is, where's your consumer going to meet you? And then there's a business one, which is, where can I achieve my mission? And if that mission is to make my products accessible to as many families as possible. So if you decide that you're a public benefit corp, then impact is one of your key metrics. And so for us, we set out with a strategy to go to places that were more mass early. And so we said yes quickly when standing at a trade show with a little 5-foot by 8-foot booth early. We were in just a handful of stores, and Walmart came up and said, hey, we have this new brands. Could you be on shelf in 150 Walmarts in 2 months? And of course we said, yes, of course we can. And then we set our stall out from there, from that early start. And now we're in every Walmart and 30,000 points of distribution with them. And they've been an awesome partner for Better For You. And why that's important is because then you're able to scale within a system where the unit economics can support the end price being accessible. When working on the supply chain side, we're able to lock in the right sort of value early. And that's been our strategy, as opposed to launching a premium product regionally, where the cost to serve those retailers can be very high whilst you're also trying to build brand awareness. We've benefited from getting breadth. It puts a lot of focus on clarity of message, being right at point of shelf, and the need to invest in layering in and working with, I'll say influencers, but influencers from your local pediatrician all the way through to the traditional sense of influencers in terms of social media that people are looking to for what kind of products to buy and where to shop. So yeah, from a channel perspective, we embraced the e-commerce. So we did do a little bit of D2C originally, and then we quickly realized that people don't want to shop website by website. They don't want to come to me for their lunchbox snacks and then go somewhere else. And so we've leaned in. We do Amazon, but we lean in and partner extensively with, let's say, Thrive Market, with Walmart.com, with Target.com, to make sure that our products are accessible there. Because increasingly, in something like a lunchbox category, I think generally 30-40% of the sales that I hear from the buyers originate online, even if they pick up in store. So that digital focus has been important to us.
Building on that, one of the things you mentioned earlier was that it's important for this to be an attainable price point. You don't want this to be a luxury if it's about brain health and improving the health of your kids overall. So with that in mind, how have you thought about competing with, let's call them, legacy snack brands that maybe are playing on a price point? And how do you think about that?
We always, you can start off by just feeling, as a parent, what is the premium that you can earn? Because it's more expensive, right? It's more expensive. The legacy brands already have the scale. They probably own the manufacturing. And so they've got it pretty least cost. And if I'm looking for a parent to make a choice, then that choice has to be incremental and sustainable, because I want to be a staple in the lunchbox, not occasional. So we look at, can we be low double digit premium? Yes. But we don't want to be more than that. We don't want to be twice the price, 50% more. We want to be more in that sort of 15-20% premium to the next best alternative. And what we find is, therefore, need our product to have all of the macro. We want to be the same or better than on all the other parameters. We want to be no sugar added where that's possible. We will be non-GMO project verified in the lunchbox category. We'll be organic in the baby category. So some of the quality stuff. But then we also believe, if we're making this kind of promise relative to the functional benefit in our baby food, the early days, we went straight for clean label certification. And that's been very important, I think, for that category. So making sure that quality is there. And I think it's important to say, when we enter a category and bring the first functional juice into the Target juice category, or the first functional fruit snack into Walmart's fruit snack category, what you're trying to do is you're also trying to help that category grow. And we really act in the role we were described by one national buyer as, finally, I have a challenger brand. And that challenger brand kind of mantle works for us, because we're not trying to be the number one. That's not our role. Our role is to offer a functionally efficacious, better for you product that our kids love, and that we can get the equivalent of a 2 ounce serving of salmon's worth of DHA into a lunchbox without them knowing it.
Earlier, you talked about the inspiration that really got this going was the failure to thrive, and that led to the rabbit hole of the brain nutrition gap and everything else that you guys have really gone into it. That's also a pretty complex story of ingredients and impact and everything else.
Yep.
When you're thinking about a box to communicate this, how do you talk to a parent and get them to understand this opportunity and what they need to do to solve it?
So I think that I'll take two extremes, right? If we start with kind of that foundation of, a lot of us turn to people we trust to validate, and it doesn't really matter who That can be a very broad range of people, as we know. So we've always worked from day one with registered dietitians, nutritionists. We've worked with American Academy of Pediatrics, and pediatricians. And what we want to make sure is that there's broad alignment that this is a real need. We also want to raise awareness that there is this potential solution, because I stood at the American Academy of Pediatrics conference, trade show. They have a conference and then you can go along. And so we stood on a booth and talked to hundreds of pediatricians. And the message they gave us was, thank you. I've been trying to get my families from across the income spectrum, and just saying you should eat more salmon is not the answer, or you should buy expensive supplements isn't accessible for everybody. And so being able to say, hey, there's this applesauce you can get for less than a buck in Walmart that can give you the equivalent of serving a salmon of DHA, that's important. So if we get those people on side and raise awareness that there are these tools in the toolbox for their families, that's fantastic. And then go to the other end of the spectrum. I need to make sure that when you get to the aisle and you're 3 foot from the shelf with hundreds of boxes, I need to make sure that the product that we've named it pretty on the nose, right? Brainiac and Little Brainiac, that it contains key brain nutrients. You may or may not have heard of omega-3 DHA, and you may or may not have heard of choline. What we, as a startup, been through a lot of packaging iteration. We have to stay agile with our message and see what works and start to lean in to amplifying that message, simplifying it down so that people get it. And I think that it becomes a bit of a virtuous circle, right? Particularly as you get that distribution, as people are trying you, as you're layering in that kind of awareness building through pediatricians or through having registered dietitians out in the media talking about it, then people start, I think we see the awareness of DHA going up, even things like choline. And then of course we find some of those incumbent brands, they launch a Me Too product as well, which kind of validates, and the rising tide helps to create that awareness. So there's no single easy answer. I would call it the layer cake of awareness building.
So what can consumers expect for the brand the rest of this year and next year?
Yeah, so look, we're fortunate to be growing fast, which the benefit of that from a consumer perspective is we're hitting some real scale, which has given us opportunities to get our products in front of more people. You'll find us in the baby aisle and the lunchbox aisle of Walmart and Target and Thrive. You'll find our products by the end of the year will be in every Sam's Club. We're in many regions right now in Costco. And of course, those retailers that I just mentioned, they're all really attractive price points, all trusted for how they choose what they sell. So they're curating good products as well for their categories and for their shoppers, their guests, their members. And so, yeah, you'll find us actually at increasingly good price points. We've really invested in turning that scale into holding our prices at a time when there's price pressure up for a lot of people in the grocery store. We're pretty proud that we're trying to keep things tight. And yeah, people can expect some new innovation coming. We've just launched what is the most advanced baby pouch that's on the market, baby food products on the market, containing something that has previously only been found in the very expensive infant formula aisle. But we've taken a new nutrient called milk fat globule membrane, which is a critical component of breast milk, and we've brought that in with all of its benefits, all of its proven science for increased cognition scores, and we brought that into the first food product. And you'll continue to see us leaning into that. So where can we amplify the efficacy, and then where can we offer perhaps different occasions for enjoying the product, as we did last year when we introduced juice and fruit snacks?
Wonderful. I think that is the perfect place to bring things to a close. Thank you for everything you're doing for kids across the world to make their brains healthier, and can't wait to see what comes next.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. This was fun.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like the show, hit that rating and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And for more resources, head over to predictingtheturn.com.